This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. How to shelter people experiencing homelessness while allowing more space for social distancing. This is the challenge a lot of cities had to face during the pandemic. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Troy Brennelson reports on one company out of Washington State that's been innovating to solve that problem.
Ty Sharnicki is sweeping an 8x8-foot metallic shed that he calls home.
When I was in the car, I did this to the car, too. I cleaned it out at least once a week. I did my laundry once a week. You know, I'm still living.
Since the start of winter, he's been living in one of these 20 shelters on a cul-de-sac in Vancouver, Washington. Besides keeping residents here dry, the shelters come with electricity, heat, and air conditioning. It's not a permanent fix, but Sharnicki says it's better than sleeping on the streets or in his car.
It's a homeostasis improvement. And I think you know exactly what I'm talking about with homeostasis. It's about, where am I going to be warm tonight? Where am I going to be safe tonight? Where am I going to sleep tonight? And no one's going to tell me, move your car.
The shelters here are all built by the same company, Pallet. Founded in 2016, the Everett, Washington company has grown astronomically during the pandemic. Company co-founder Amy King says between 2019 and 2020, revenues jumped from $250,000 to $10 million.
I think a lot of cities were kind of forced to embrace innovative models.
King and her husband started Pallet from their home building business in Seattle. Their model is to rapidly build these shelters from fiberglass and aluminum, then ship them to cities and nonprofits. Pallet has one condition for sale. The communities that buy from them also must contract out for on-site supportive services.
It was sort of forced on them to embrace something different. And at the time, you know, luckily for us, I guess, we were lucky. We entered the market at a time when we didn't have really any competitors in the space that had the volume or scale that we did.
Now she says the company is in more than 80 communities, up from 3 in 2019. One community is Tacoma, Washington, which intended to shut down after 3 years, but decided to go the other way. Program manager Matt Jorgensen says the city recently doubled its supply of Pallet shelters.
The program, I think, initially was supposed to be more short-term, but as our city leadership saw the success of folks getting stabilized and moved into housing, they saw it as more of an asset to maintain.
Cities still need to build more permanent housing, says University of Washington professor Greg Colburn.
But we have to remember from a bigger picture that without permanent housing, we still have a big homelessness problem.
King of Pallet agrees, saying she hopes communities continue to see her shelters as a stopgap. In Vancouver, Washington, I'm Troy Brennelson for Marketplace.